launching into the second hour of this program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And the number again, 800-259-9231. Focused on Afghanistan and the continued warmongering that goes on there, and, of course, the occupation of 130-some countries from around the world with over 700 military bases, just making it so people love the United States government. Yeah, not so much, because when you kill people, innocent people, other innocent people get upset about that, and then they get it in their head that they might want to do something to make somebody pay for that.
And, Ian, that's just the military sort of aspect of it. There's also a financial terrorism that goes on. One of the first callers mentioned Indonesia. Well, if you go back to Confessions of an Economic Hitman, one of the guy's books, John, I forget his last name, Perkins or something, mm-hmm. he talks about how they send in these companies like Halliburton to Indonesia for an electrification project. I think this was in the 50s. And they give them these, you know, wild projections of 15% electric growth. Now, Boston, when it was growing out, had like 5% year-over-year electric growth. And then they get the banks to come in, the IMF to come in and loan money based on these fraudulent projections. Of course, the bureaucrats there in Indonesia are corrupt just like everywhere else. So they're going to spend that money. And then they're on the hook to the bankers. And you know, they end up having to adapt policies that the U.S. wants, and the United States, because it's the biggest empire, they force their views on everybody, whether it's through the military, whether it's through financing and bank loans. And that's the kind of interference that's the reason that people hate us. It's not because of our freedom or Coca-Cola or whatever.
It's because of the meddling.
Yes.
And you're right about that. And Dave is still with us, by the way, listening in Delaware to WGMD. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that. I thank you for getting me back on. Now, you just mentioned something else. I mean, as far as, you know, our country, like I mentioned before, we have the technology to go in and stamp on people and do what we need to do. We don't do that. We lost control of being as far as the number one country in the world and things like that. And you know that.
Well, you just said a lot there. First of all, when you said lost control of being the number one country in the world, what do you mean there?
What do I mean? We're pansies. We turned into a bunch of pansies.
So what's the benefit of being the tough guy in the world?
It makes us number one, and people look up to you.
Who's us, and how does being number one benefit you?
How does it benefit me? Because I live in the number one country in the world.
See, this was the point that I was making.
We pay taxes. No, we pay taxes. We do everything. What the country does, we can't control what our government does because we don't have control over that.
I agree.
Okay.
Wouldn't you rather be number one economically? Wouldn't you rather be number one in freedom rather than the number one toughest bully on the playground?
No, not even freedom. Not even freedom. Liberty.
Okay.
Wouldn't you rather be number one in liberty?
Which gives you freedom.
Okay, so you think freedom comes about by using force on others? By taking away freedom from others, that way you can have the most?
When people look up to you, and people respect you, and people don't try to come into your backyard and do things to you, yes.
Okay, let me see if I can clarify something here. There's a difference between respecting somebody because they deserve it, and there's a difference between respecting somebody because you're afraid of what they might do to you. I'd rather be respected because I've earned it, and I deserve respect because of the things I've done and the choices I've made, not because of the threats that I've made to other people and the killing that I'm willing to engage in. Earn my respect in the marketplace voluntarily, and the government demands respect through military might. There's a big difference there, don't you think?
I agree with what you said, but you got to back up to the beginning what you just said. We got to earn it, and guess what? We gave it away.
Earn it by doing what?
By doing what? We have to be in control of our own house, keep our house in order.
But aren't you advocating invading other countries?
Well, I think you advocated bombing them.
No. I'm not going there. I don't believe in that. I do not believe in invading other countries.
So you believe in pulling
taking care of our own first and then doing what we have to do for the countries that need our help.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm all in favor of taking care of our own. That makes sense. You got to clean up your house first. You've got to be able to take care of yourself before you can help others. But you're saying you don't support invading other countries, so therefore you would agree that the 130 countries in which the U.S. military occupies, the U.S. military should pull out of, shut down the 700-plus military bases.
No, heck no.
So you do support invading other countries, then?
No, I don't.
Well, what do you call it? If the Chinese decided to set up a military base in your neighborhood, wouldn't you consider that an invasion?
Yes.
Okay, so you support invading other countries?
No.
Just admit to it.
We were the strongest country, and we were the number one power in the world, and we had set up democracy and freedom throughout the world. That's where that's coming from.
Yeah, you are not even making sense right now, Dave. If you support putting military bases in other people's lands, that means you support invading them.
We put our military bases there because we helped these countries out when they were being invaded by other people.
No, sir.
Do you think Iran helped out when they instituted the Shah, who was usurped the power of an elected official? The same in Nicaragua when the United States government, the CIA, supported the Sandinistas against the.
That was a coup. A coup.
A what?
Okay, I will go. A coup. Okay. Where pretty much we were probably involved in that coup.
Okay, my point here is that tigers don't change their stripes. The CIA, even if you don't get all the information, is involved in so many puppet states around the world. Karzai, the guy in Afghanistan, I mean, he's just another one of these puppet gangsters that the United States government puts in control because they believe they can control him. That we don't have your classic empire. We have a term called a hegemony. Basically, the United States government, its intent is to go around the world and set up puppet governors so that they can have control over their nations.
Remember,
they're going to tax you and me to get it.
Well, and the idea that you're helping those countries by bringing the military over there is fallacious. There's a difference between the government and the people of those countries. I don't agree with what the government does. So if the government is helped by something, if the U.S. government is helped by another government, that doesn't mean that I've been helped.
We're number one!
Yeah, it doesn't mean when the U.S. government invades another country and builds a base there, and the government of that country has said, come on in, build your base. That doesn't mean the people of that country agree with it. How many times does the government do something you agree with, Dave?
Not a hell of a lot. I'm going to ask you another question, though.
All right.
When we go into Afghanistan, we go into Iraq. We took out somebody that was...
Okay,
I got it. We wanted to manipulate that.
Dave, hold on just a sec. When you're saying we, you're including me, and I am not going into Afghanistan. I'm not killing anybody over there. Can you differentiate...
Are you part of America?
Am I part of America?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
right.
What does
I live
that
on
mean?
The landmass that somebody claims is the United States of America.
I'm a human being, and I would like to be a free person, and I have no allegiance to any governments whatsoever.
No allegiance to any government whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Because isn't its corrupt politicians. That's kind of what I believe.
Why would I want to be allied with criminals?
You hit the nail on the head right there.
I'm glad. I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. I want nothing to do with criminals, and I believe that governments are criminals. Men and women that use force and aggressive violence on other human beings.
In no other area of life would we accept the crap that we accept from our politicians. That America puts up with its politicians. As far as I'm concerned, what we're dealing with is thieves and liars.
Yeah, and I think Dave mentioned that the people are not in control of the government, but this is supposed to be the government for the people and by the people. So if they've lost control, then how is it we and us?
It's not me. When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net is where you want to go for the groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's a brilliant little product. We just got ours delivered here the other day. Go to FreedomCam.net to get yours. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those, so you can receive them via email, or maybe you'd prefer Twitter or Facebook. We've got those options there for you, too. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
So all the debate aside on foreign policy, which none of us really have any control over, the question is, do you have any medications that you're on? If you're on medications right now and you're getting your meds at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying a lot more than you have to. There's a company, Discount Prescription Services, that's teamed up with us to bring our listeners discounted prices as high as 70%. That's 70% off of the retail price of meds. Is all you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Whether, you know, any ongoing medication that you've got, whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, the list goes on. There's a whole bunch of them. Go to meds.freetalklive.com. Their customer service over there is excellent. I've gone through it myself. I wouldn't steer you wrong. And they take care of you every step of the way. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Once you go there, you have to go to the left-hand side of the page, sign up to become a member, and they'll contact you, back. But, everything's laid out there at meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Eddie is listening to WGMD in Delaware. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey. First off, this evening I'd like to start with more or less an acknowledgement first and then a question, because I know there's been a whole lot of dissent, so I just wanted to kind of take it down a notch and ask what you all think in lieu of the fact that you seem to have a pretty reasonable grasp on, you know, history, like you say, the last 9 decades and, you know, our involvement with Middle East policy and so forth. Whenever I look at, you know, what's going on across our nation with governmental decisions, I try to look at things from like a psychological standpoint and think, you know, really what is the worldview that basically drives every country to the point of where eventually there's going to be an inevitable clash? And particularly with America, what has made our government and the money-hungry politicians get to the point of where they think that a globalist agenda is ultimately going to work by stretching out tendrils across the entire face of the planet to try to subjugate, you know, smaller nations? Because, like you say, it is only a matter of time before they have the capacity to fight back, you know, in a pretty harsh way with you know, nuking us or you know, something along those lines. And I'm wondering, what is the hope really of the people of this country in trying to deal with a, you know, an oligarchical totalitarian type of government? Can we do?
It's a good question, and I think you have to separate two groups. One is the people of this country, and two is the government people in this country. And I don't even know if the government people really believe what they say. I don't know if they really believe that they can have success
with
their
tactics.
Right,
you're talking about the upper government people, the people who are delivering the mail and, you know, soldiers on the with their feet on the ground and all these people.
Right, the politicians.
Right,
and those,
we're talking about upper-level bureaucrats, the inside-the-beltway crowd.
I know that they believe they need to get reelected and that they believe that, you know, it's really nice to be in positions of power because they get to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And I know that the military-industrial complex is very influential as far as deciding who wins and who doesn't and funding campaigns and that sort of thing. And so if they want to please their masters in the military-industrial complex, they'll do what it is, you know, that they're supposed to do, which is continue to warmonger and destroy lives around the planet. The rest of the people that are maybe on the air tonight with us parroting what they hear on like a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh or something like that, they're just taking their talking points from the people who are connected to the folks in Washington, and they're making excuses for them because, well, they've fallen in line, they believe the story, and they're just, you know, parroting it. So I think there's two groups there. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yes, which brings me to another one. When in lieu of, you know, what everybody who has eyes to see and ears to hear with to really look at what's going on, how can it not be noted that really the tactics that our government is trying to use more or less is almost a type of damage control for fear of the backlash in the event that we were to do like a total withdrawal. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like it's beyond the point of trying to establish relations, but like, oh crap, what if we don't maintain an offensive, you know?
Yeah, so what would happen sort of in the vacuum of the U.S. not being the world's policeman? Is that kind of what you're asking?
Yeah, you know,
there's, I don't know what the best answer is here. I think certainly, you know, I've heard Mark suggest issue an apology. Say to these people, look, we've been interfering in your governments. We're sorry. We've learned our lessons from this.
You'll have to take care of yourself from here on out. We're laying down our badge. If you feel that we've committed you any injustice, we are deeply sorry. And, you know, our what we intend to do to make up for that is by staying out of your business and only trading with you in a peaceful way.
Yeah, bringing down the trade barriers as well would be a nice gesture to where those folks in those other countries would be able to do business with people here without having to pay tribute to the masters in Washington, D.C., and that would help bring people together economically. I mean, it's one of the reasons why China isn't a threat militarily to the United States
today is
because we're their biggest customer. Who would want to kill their biggest customer?
Right. And what scares me the most is the fact that when in looking at some of the more rogue Middle Eastern states, I know that they refer to us as the great Satan or Shaitan in Arabic, and it's like, you know, wow, talk about the insult of insults. Obviously, they hate our guts because they consider us to be, in a sense, almost like the ultimate demonic power.
Well, but I want to go back to what Ian was saying before. There's a difference between the people of America and the government of America, and what the government does is separate from what the people do.
But the people in the Middle East don't know that.
I think some of them do. I think they understand
they
that there's
that.
A difference that Americans aren't these bloodthirsty people who are out to kill them and destroy them or whatever the
propaganda is. Supposedly it's the government of the people. I mean, what would you think if you were over there? You hear that that America is the land of BMWs and Coca-Cola, and it's run by its people. Well, obviously its people must be pretty evil folks if they're over here killing the families of my friends.
Yeah, I think you should talk to some of them, Mark, before you
do. I don't know.
When I went to Brazil, the people there that I talked to, the locals that I talked to, they knew the difference between the government and the people.
They must know there's a difference between whatever represents their supposed government and their people.
Supposedly that's not the way it is here in the United States.
You know, one other thing too, and it'll be my final question. I'm also wondering if you look at the fact that the most ancient of countries all across the world have a more theocratic view, do you think that even if we pose a withdrawal, do you think that these people will continue to try to headhunt us in the future?
Good question. Let's come back with that, and thank you for the call tonight. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. So head over there and join those on us. The top of the website, you'll find the last 7 days' worth of the show, easy to access. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free, all of those archives, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, .anything for that matter. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They make it easy for you. They have thousands and thousands of templates there. There's a 99.9% uptime guarantee and a 45-day money-back guarantee. Go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. You'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're on with Eddie, and he's actually still there. He had one more question. We wrapped out the last segment. And, Eddie, let me recap this, see if I've gotten it straight. Your question was in regards to the U.S. withdrawing its troops from around the world, this wonderful fantasy scenario we've been talking about here tonight,
right.
Withdrawing the troops from around the world, issuing an apology saying, you know, we, the United States government, are sorry for all of the intervention that we've done over these years, and we're going to leave everybody alone at this point, lower some trade barriers while we're at it to make it so people can interact with one another and build relationships. And your question was essentially, will the people out there that are these theocratic madmen, these killers, would they still be headhunting people from the United States?
Yeah, basically, considering that I know that, you know, theocratic beliefs have, you know, driven a lot of these nations from the earliest time in the, you know, the Mesopotamian regions of the world I just wonder, you know, how we will be dealt with, I guess, and how much subversion or maybe, you know, continued underhanded attacks on through airlines and bombs and so forth will
continue. It's a good question, and one thing you can be certain of is if you look at things as they are right now, they're not really happening. I mean, yeah, there was the 9/11 thing that was almost a decade ago at this point, but there's not really anything else you can point to besides the times when the FBI or the CIA or whoever has ginned up fake terrorism, essentially, that never would have existed had they not actually gone around and found easily susceptible people to try to ply them with bombs and things like that to go and
plant. There's a thing out of Yemen just a couple of months ago.
I'm talking about here in the United States, Mark. What happened in Yemen?
On their way here.
What planes?
The cargo planes.
The toner cartridges that were supposedly bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And
let me address the issue real quick. You know, because obviously there's going to be some things happening, but the fact is that these people that call the United States government the Great Satan, these theocratic nut jobs, they have a foil. If you're a theocratic nut job, you need an enemy in order to look great. That's what the United States government has done all along, and governments forever have held up the barbarian, the Mongol, the Hun, the slanty-eyed devil, whatever it is. They have to have an enemy. If they don't have the enemy, then their minions go about their daily lives, loving their children and feeding their families and trying to make life better for themselves. Rather than I can totally see why somebody in the Middle East might feel the United States government is a threat to them. So if there's no longer a threat, I don't think that the nuts have the have their legs anymore. Their knees are cut out from underneath them.
They're not going to be able to sway the masses to their viewpoint, and they'll have to move on to the next worst enemy who they can somehow convince the people that now it's China. China is the biggest threat.
What they'll probably do is they'll start holding up their own local leaders. You know, the people in Saudi Arabia the United States will then say, King Hassan must go, which, you know, I mean, why in the world is the United States propping up a king? We fought a war 230 years ago to get rid of one.
Well, because Saudi Arabia helped the United States break the oil embargo and fix that.
Oh, I know who
problem.
Scratches whose back.
So.
Thanks, Eddie, for the thoughts and the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I had heard something about this toner bomb thing. What is the story there?
There were several packages mailed out of Yemen to various government people and in numerous countries, and they were some kind of low-level.
So they targeted the government?
Yeah, targeted the government. There was one that was stopped. It was a big deal. They were racing to find these in the cargo planes because they were supposed to blow up over major cities and bring the airlines down and all this stuff. It just didn't happen. It's kind of like the last several supposed terror plots. They've just kind of fizzled out. At one point, the British authorities found one of the packages, said, no, it's not a bomb. Like 4 hours later, Obama comes on and says, no, check again. And then they say, oh, what do you know? It's possibly explosive was all they could really say about the toner cartridge bombs or so-called bombs.
So then basically we're relying on the government to inform us as to whether or not these are real bombs.
I think you're really going out on a long, thin pier when you say, well, look, we don't have any terrorism going on. Well, no,
we
haven't
had terrorism
had any successful
going on,
attacks,
bombing.
But the fact is, look, man, if this was going on in your own backyard, you might be trying stuff. These people are trying stuff. Some of it's working, some of it's not. The fact is the people that
Not trying much.
The freedom fighters in Pakistan have managed to hack the drones over there with less than $30 worth of equipment and a freaking
paper towel roll.
They haven't hacked them, but they've been able to log in and see the video because, you know, the government contractors don't actually do a great job of securing
footage. They just have to tune into the right frequency or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that,
it's, the obviously. Streams aren't encrypted.
That's what I'm saying. There is no security.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not even a hack. They're not even hacking into the stream. They're just... It'd be like turning on a scanner.
A TV, yeah.
You'd listen, viewing it over the air broadcast. It's like, you know, nobody's hacking our radio stations when they're listening, essentially. They're just tuning to the right frequency with the right equipment. So my point being, Mark, there is no terrorism of which to speak, of any significance of which to speak here. If they wanted to be, we were talking with somebody over this weekend.
That's an easy argument, though.
Well,
our FBI is protecting us.
It is an easy argument because it makes sense. No, the FBI isn't protecting you.
The CIA is protecting us.
It's nonsense. The CIA and the FBI are not protecting you. We talked to a professional driver recently who was a hazmat driver, and he pointed out correctly that it would be no big deal for them to
come in and hijack his truck from him. You know, take a truck full of chemicals, of high explosives, and then run it into whatever it is you want to run it into and blow it up.
Look,
and
with the United States foreign policy, another terrorist attack is inevitable, all right? And your position is completely untenable. The idea that, well, we haven't got anything going on, so no big deal. The fact is, those people's families are being killed over there, and yes, some of them are going to do something about it. The New York Times bomber was, in fact, upset about the wedding that was blown to pieces.
Well, if you quit interrupting, maybe I'd be able to make a point. I didn't say that there weren't people out there with the intention to do something. My point is, his question was, well, what about these madmen? What will they do after the U.S. withdraws its troops and apologizes, which is what we were talking about? And I'm saying, well, look, there's not much to be afraid of now. Even with all of the violence that the U.S. government is doing around the world, there's not much terrorism happening as we speak, and not for the last decade in this country. So there's
people see terrorism because it hasn't been successful. There have been all kinds of arrests. Yes,
no, there haven't.
You look at those.
There really
yes,
haven't
there,
been
there
all
have been,
kinds of arrests. There have been maybe a few handfuls of arrests over the last decade, and they've
that's
all
enough
been
for
ginned
people.
Up.
When you had one successful event that killed 3,000 people,
they've all been ginned up. They weren't real terrorists.
Right,
but
people don't see it that way, man.
I understand people don't see it that way.
That's why you have an untenable position. My position,
no,
which
it's
is
not untenable. You just need to tell people the truth and open their eyes to what's going on.
Look, how many people, what, in a percentage, that hear Ian say, well, these are just ginned up things, are actually going to go to their computers and take a look at three of the two dozen arrests that have gone on and realize, oh, wow, golly, this guy's right. The FBI had this guy as a dupe all along.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're not going to.
Let's say it's 1 to 5%. How many times do you have to go back and reinforce the truth for that person? Do they like all of a sudden forget that, oh, these are, you know, once you open people's eyes to the truth, you do not have to go back and retell it like you do when you're lying to people, when you're feeding them propaganda.
And we talk about those stories on this show. It's not unfamiliar for the people that listen to Free Talk Live. They know that these so-called terrorism operations that they're busting up, they created in the first place. So it's not to say there isn't some sort of threat out there. It's just to say it's not much of one right now. So therefore, once they end the military killings around the world, it'd be even less of a threat. Look them up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, Andy, you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features we've got there. They are free, including our webcam. Watch, listen, interact. Our chat room's built there in the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all of that. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free and brought to you thanks to memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Brian, listening to WGMD in Delaware. Hello, Brian. Brian?
Yeah, I'm in Middlesbrough, Delaware.
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to comment on, I think no matter what, you got a war. There's nothing good about war, without a doubt. Nobody wants that. It's blood. It's not needed.
Indeed,
but
sir.
I think a lot of times the United States, we are helping people. We're putting, in other countries, we are helping them by going there. It's
well,
without a
doubt
really we're
help
helping
people
them.
By killing people. I mean, that doesn't really sound like
but
much
But that's
help
what I'm saying. I can understand that war is wrong. But by going there, we are helping people. We are helping people get food.
It may very
we're
well
helping
be true.
People having McDonald's.
What you may
I don't
be...
think they're really mad at the United States about us doing that.
Well, actually, the polls, if you would have looked at the polls while the occupation was really going on in Iraq, you would have found that 70% of the population wanted the United States gone, and it was 40%.
Well, I can agree with the Iraq war. 40... I can agree with that.
Sure,
but,
sure.
I mean,
well, would you like to know the numbers in Afghanistan?
Bin Laden is not a bad thing.
What was that about Bin Laden? I'm sorry, I missed it. What you said?
Going toward the Iraq war, I can agree. I can see that there's some kind of oil connection there, money connection, where it could be a new world order and cahoots thing. But going to Afghanistan and searching for Osama bin Laden, who said out of his own mouth
But they're not looking for Bin Laden.
Right. If you were looking for Bin Laden,
in the United States government, we got you. Look for him. We got to be there and look for him.
If I was looking for you, I wouldn't have to take over the state of Delaware. I just have to look for you. Okay. So if they were looking for Osama Bin Laden, for one, it shows just how entirely incompetent the military must be if it takes them, you know, the world's greatest military in the world ever. To 9 years to find one guy who's supposedly.
I understand that point.
Here's the statistics, real quick. Let me tell you some statistics, real quick. It says from the International Council on Security and Development, it shows that 92% of Afghanis surveyed had never heard of 9/11. They'd never heard the term.
That's propaganda.
Not done. 4 out of 10 Afghanis believe that the U.S. is on their soil in order to destroy Islam or to occupy Afghanistan. What do you think they think about that?
They got to say they want to put a mortar of United States Americans. You know what? That's propaganda. I mean, that's.
You think that the International Council on Security and Development thinks that?
I said we need to be there to find Osama bin Laden because he said he blew
up
the world.
But they're not looking for Osama.
Osama bin Laden isn't in Afghanistan.
Do you remember when George?
Hold
on. Newsflash.
Maybe you should go look for him.
Newsflash. They aren't doing that. George Bush said so years ago. He said we're not looking for Osama bin Laden.
We need to get somebody in.
How about this?
If you were hiring an employee that couldn't do the job in 9 years, would you keep on paying him?
No, not without
then
a doubt.
Fire
the
military.
Let's fire them.
They need to get back here because they obviously can't do the job.
We've got to find him, man.
Here's an idea. You tell Blackwater, instead of the United States government telling Blackwater that they're not allowed to go look, remember, the United States government has spent $4 trillion on these two wars up to this point in the last 9 years.
We'll give Blackwater half a million dollars.
Listen to me. If the United States government was to offer Blackwater $500,000 to find Osama bin Laden, do whatever you want, but it's none of our business, then I'll bet you they'd find him.
Well, then that's the plan we need to take.
Right.
We've got to go to Afghanistan to find out.
I appreciate hearing from you.
Blackwater wouldn't be we. That would be them.
But that's not the plan. That's never going to be the plan.
No, it's never going to be the plan.
The plan is to keep feeding the military-industrial complex for the above-board military operations. And then the other part of the plan is to grow opium and flood the world with heroin. If you look at the poppy seed harvest, there have been bumper crops since the U.S. took over. If you go to Google and you type in BBC photos, troops guarding poppy, you will see pictures of British and U.S. troops out there guarding poppy fields of the warlords who supposedly are paying off the military or getting payments from the military to take this opium and heroin, and they're taking the big sacks of it, throwing it, loading it up onto the planes, and I believe that it's the CIA who is taking this and using it to fund their black ops.
Well, I'd imagine the military members are probably selling it, too. When they come back.
Of course.
So, look, back to the beginning of what he was
saying.
And
by the way, I'm not advocating Blackwater actually be given half a trillion dollars. I'm just saying that it makes a heck of a lot more sense than continuing to do what has been done all along, and expecting a different result.
People like Brian that have this little adventure that they want to go on around the world should be able to go on their little adventures. Just don't bring me into it. Brian and his friends that want to find Osama bin Laden should pool some money together, start a chip-in over at chipin.com, and pull a few $100,000 together, hire some badass mercenaries, and have them go out over into Afghanistan and have them do their bidding. I don't support it at all, but they should be free to make those choices.
And there's also an interview with a special ops guy who was in Afghanistan conducting an operation. He had this was mainstream media that interviewed him. They silhouetted his face and so forth because he was concerned about safety. He had four people walking down a road. They were ready to engage and kill them. They believed one of those people was Osama bin Laden, and they were told to stand down.
Yes. In fact, that was a Delta Force agent, and in fact, that's the case. And it really makes you wonder, why is the United States government and the top military brass saying, don't kill Osama bin Laden?
Now, and let's also mention, while we're on the same lines here, that I think it's Anwar al-Awlaki, the number three guy that's wanted after 9/11, 2 weeks after 9/11 happens, he's at the Pentagon having lunch with top brass. That came out
from Fox News. I thought he was invited but didn't go.
No, I think he was there.
Well, he was certainly invited, and that much there is no dispute on.
And this is the guy behind Omar Farouk, the underwear bomber, behind all of these supposed terror plots, and he's meeting with the Pentagon brass.
Let's go back to the beginning of what Brian was saying at the beginning of his call, the idea that, well, it's okay because we're helping people. The government's helping people. And I pointed
out...
They don't
feel like they're being helped. That's why I brought out these polls. Even if you're building schools and, you kill a few civilians here and there, people remember that.
Afghanistan's worse off than it was before the war started. That's one point. But the other point is, it's not because of the U.S. military that McDonald's is expanding around the world. It's because of, the McDonald's wanting to go into different territories and expand their business to other places.
McDonald's won't expand if they don't think that they have a stable country in which to expand into. And stability is something that people want.
The military is not bringing that.
Yeah, you don't get stability by conquering countries. Yes, there's going to be a period of time when people are, when power structures are in flux, while forces inside countries decide who's going to be in charge and who isn't. But that's really none of our business. Imagine for a second that some country had decided that the United States, that there was instability in the United States, in what is currently the United States, back in 1776, and decided to take care of that. You wouldn't have seen the experiment in self-rule that currently, that had swept the globe. So it's none of the United States government's business what's going on in these other countries.
All right, 800-259-9231 to D in North Carolina. D, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's happening, guys? It's D. A little fired up tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to say before I start here, the only time I've ever been terrorized is by a guy with a badge with blue lights on his car.
Yes, sir.
The only terror I've ever had. Coming out of the conservative thinking process for a period of years, I kind of know where these guys are coming from. And it's
sure,
so,
me too.
It's so hypocritical, man, because they sit around and complain all the time about the big government and all the government programs. Yep. But they're the first ones to go, we're number one, we need to make sure we stay number one, and all this crap, and do that by stomping on people all over the world. And it's just pathetic.
Big government to conquer the world, and that's really what it all boils down to.
It's number one like the pro wrestler, that has the belt. It's not the kind of number one that's actually worth anything economically.
Right.
And
being number one doesn't do anything for the average citizen.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, D. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three is next. Plenty of time still for your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airways. We'll also find out what Al-Qaeda thinks about some of the recent developments here with the government in this country. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 2237.